A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars: The Old Republic Deceived by Paul S. Kemp. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Day 1, Chapter 1. Fat Man shivered, her metal groaning, as Zerid pushed her through Ord Mantell's atmosphere. Friction turned the air to fire, and Zerid watched the orange glow of the flames through the transparisteel of the freighter's cockpit. He was gripping the stick too tightly, he realized, and relaxed. He hated atmosphere entries. Always had. The long 40 count when heat, speed, and ionized particles caused a temporary sensor blackout. He never knew what kind of sky he'd encounter when he came out of the dark. Back when he'd carted Havoc Squadron commandos in a Republic gully jumper, he and his fellow pilots had likened the blackout to diving blind off a seaside cliff. You always hope to hit deep water, they'd say. But sooner or later, the tide goes out and you go hard into rock. Or hard into a blistering crossfire. Didn't matter, really. The effect would be the same.
Coming out of the dark, he said, as the flame diminished and the sky opened below.
No one acknowledged the words. He flew Fat Man alone. Worked alone. The only things he carted anymore were weapons for the exchange. He had his reasons, but he tried hard not to think too hard about what he was doing. He leveled the ship off, straightened, and ran a quick sweep of the surrounding sky. The sensors picked up nothing.
Deep water and it feels fine, he said, smiling.
On most planets, the moment he cleared the atmosphere, he'd have been busy dodging interdiction by the planetary government. But not on Ord Mantell. The planet was a hive of crime syndicates, mercenaries, bounty hunters, smugglers, weapons dealers, and spice runners. And those were just the people who ran the place. Factional wars and assassinations occupied their attention, not governance, and certainly not law enforcement. The upper and lower latitudes of the planet in particular were sparsely settled and almost never patrolled, a literal no-beings land. Zerid would have been surprised if the government had servsats running orbits over the area. And all that suited him fine. Fat Man broke through a thick pink blanket of clouds, and the brown, blue, and white of Ord Mantell's northern hemisphere filled out Zerid's field of vision. Snow and ice peppered the canopy, frozen shrapnel beating a steady rhythm on Fat Man's hull. The setting sun suffused a large swath of the world with orange and red. The northern sea roiled below him, choppy and dark, the irregular white circles of breaking surf denoting the thousands of uncharted islands that poke through the water's surface. To the west, far in the distance, he could make out the hazy edge of a continent and the thin spine of snow-capped, cloud-topped mountains that ran along its north-south axis.